I want Ranakam Salam. I'm Indrajit and I write at indie.ca. And today we're going to talk about free speech and how it's bullshit. Now, I think on the channel I guess I talk about how everything is bullshit, but I mean everything is bullshit. So let's get into it. So what do I mean by, why do I say free speech is bullshit? Now I want you to take you on a bit of a mind bender here and say, like, not talk about like sort of the abstract principles of free speech and, you know, what it means within its own terms. I want to question the terms that we're even talking about. So the question I have is, free speech for whom? And that to me is the vital question. Now, we think of free speech as like my right to free speech, so my right to go out and yell at, like, I don't know, the Queen Consort Camilla sucks, or the president sucks, or like my leaders suck, and like we consider that like to be free speech. But then we also live in a world where speech itself is very expensive, and all of the main media outlets practicing this right are owned by oligarchs and billionaires and employ millionaires, and, you know, are controlled by the rich, even though they of course may employ working class people as journalists and also people who print this and connect up the satellites and do all the labor that gets captured in this process as well. So there's a fundamental contradiction that free speech is very expensive. And that contradiction I think you can resolve if you change the sort of terms and the way you look at it. And again, the question is, free speech for whom? So I just want you to see that there are two categories of people in this world. And these are two well-established legal categories. There's actually no debate about this among the, like, Western legal canon, which now has, you know, fired canon all over the world and effectively dominates. But there's no legal debate about this. And that is the idea that you have natural persons and artificial persons. So you have humans and corporations. And corporations legally are, like, they're legal people. So Mitt Romney got laughed at when he said that corporations are people too, but legally that's established fact. And in the U.S. with, like, the Citizens United case, they establish that corporations have the right to free speech, including the right to pay for their free speech, therefore enshrining that contradiction. But they have the right to sort of paid speech to influence elections and express themselves. Essentially, they have a constitutional right. And this, like, seems weird and crazy, unless you would think just the crazier thing of that, you know, corporations are people, so accepting the legal fact, and, you know, in our modern metaphorical terms, you could say they're jinns in the past, or you could say they're angels. I'm definitely not angels, not in jinns either. But in put it on our modern metaphorical terms, to me, I just say the corporations are AI. They're sentient AI. And that we created, you know, through legal code, sentient AI hundreds of years ago. And through colonialism, they went on to essentially dominate the world already. And yet we live going about amongst them like a dystopian film and like we're just extras in it. And we just sort of live with those contradictions in our head, like the idea that free speech is expensive and controlled by the rich and corporations. We just live with that contradiction and think everything's fine. And I'm telling you, it's not fine. Which is why I start by saying, like, it's bullshit. Corporations have real speech rights. And we have sort of simple, symbolic, performative ones now. And free speech now is operating, the speech itself is now operating on such an industrialized scale that it is just inherently entrenched with capitalism, which I, of course, use a pejorative for bad. But what I mean by capitalism is I mean that artificial ecosystem, the place where artificial life, aka corporations, dominates, and indeed dominates us. And so that's what I mean by free speech. But let's talk about real free speech. So real free speech is like you and I talking to each other. It's like some people at a football club talking to each other. It's people living in a city state that they can like reasonably administer at themselves directly, right? Not through representatives, not through sending someone on their behalf to go to parliament, but by physically going to like the town square or parliament themselves, and if they want to, and deciding on stuff themselves, and being appointed to like just roles by lot, as in Athenian democracy. Of course, the flip side of that, and almost one of the defining features of democracy is exclusion. So certain people who are not citizens, be they women or slaves or wage slaves or illegal immigrants or whatever now, always left out of that system. But just speech within that context is what I mean. That's like the human scale of speech. Now, the minute that thing gets scaled beyond the city state or the village to the nation state or to the international, whatever the fuck, white empire we call it, then it becomes simply a scale that humans can't operate at. And corporations, which are larger beings, are able to operate quite comfortably at those scales. And then humans just sort of appear in this as part of the cogs of the corporate being, as sort of like the, you know, just... And to many people, this is a reason why corporations are not AI. To me, it's just the most obvious sign that it is AI, that it is artificial intelligence or artificial life. Because our life itself, your body, is full of like trillions of bacteria and viruses, which are using you effectively as a spaceship. And you're composed of like many ecosystems within yourself to just like digest food and process information and just for your basic existence. So the idea that a form of life could not include lower forms of life in its composition, I mean, that's just biologically absurd. In fact, that is precisely how life forms. Like two cells clump together and be like, oh, that's cool. Or like a mitochondria gets swallowed by a larger cell and decides, hey, I can live here, even though I'm maintaining my own DNA and so on. So corporations have humans who are maintaining their own DNA within them, but they've long since been subsumed and their functions are largely replaceable as well. So when you talk about like, you know, the dominance of the media, and I fucking hate the media, and just like they're evil and whatever, it is also easy to personify it and put it on. I've been watching Succession clips, but it's easy to put it on like, you know, the Rupert Murdochs of the world, or, you know, the Tucker Carlsons, or I'm talking about one set of people, or even just like the people at the New York Times or whoever's in the media who is, you know, corrupt and peddling war and bullshit. It's tempting to personify it like that. But yet these are just sort of like, I mean, what Marx talks about is these people are just sort of like the placeholders for capital. They're just like the sort of interchangeable bacteria that would go into any niche where there's an energy source and a food source, which is all money is effectively. Money is really just like a measure of energy flows. They go there just as like someone would go into, if I was eating, drinking a lot of milk, some bacteria would form there that helps me digest milk. So like if humans like, you know, like what we like, and if the people in power like to keep things the way they are, then this sort of energy flows will happen and it'll be like profitable, and you'll get Rupert Murdochs and Tucker Carlsons emerging. Like, I mean, it's just luck of the draw. And but I think that's the way to think about it, because we talk about everything in terms of politics or philosophy, which is nice, but it's all ultimately like biology and energy. And the question, or just a visible contradiction, like the fact of free speech being very expensive, that contradiction is resolved if you understand free speech for whom. And it is really free speech for corporations. And corporate interests are not the same as yours. So I'm not saying they're evil, but I think they're mostly evil, at least for our purposes in terms of maintaining the ecosystem that we like. It's a different species. So their emissions are effectively carbon and killing us off, just as many higher species have done to the lower before. And we get caught up in this imaginary world. We're just walking outside and yelling at the clouds is power. And we miss where power is really held. And we ignore the contradiction that free speech is really expensive and speech rights are dominated by the powerful. And we ignore the artificial and the beings, or the artificial beings in our midst, which are wrecking our natural world. Yeah. So thank you. You can read more at worldwideweb.indie.ca, Indica. And thank you for watching. I do appreciate it.